Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Maybe you shouldn't be surprised. But when Kevin Durant suffered his unfortunate injury, we all assume it is going to be an Achilles injury, a torn Achilles. It'll be announced at some point today at an MRI in New York, came to New York to get tested because that's how much you trust the Warrior doctors at this point. I figured Knicks fans would echo what Giannotti said the other day. He had a very compelling open because G has been all in on Durant, 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 Durant. It's going to cure everything. Kevin Durant's going to cure every ill in the world, including every ill the Knicks have ever had. But I thought he was realistic. He said it's over. You just got to move on. And I think he said if you sign Kevin Durant, it would be so typical of everything wrong the Knicks have done over the last decade and a half. And I think he's right. I think you feel he's right.
No question.
And I am surprised how, whether it's just talking to people, whether it's surveying Twitter, whether it's looking at various Twitter polls, how most Knicks fans, not all, but most Knicks fans are in on maxing out Kevin Durant.
I don't understand it. And hopefully Perry and Mills are going to be smart enough not to do anything dumb like that. Because I could see where the owner says, well, because this would be typical Knicks, okay? So they signed Durant, doesn't play the whole year, and all you're hearing now is, oh, Durant is coming, he's here, he's coming, and next year is our year, and this. And now he's 32, you know, and he's one injury away. Now the guy's already breaking down. You want to max this guy out who's already breaking down. I already had reservations to begin with about signing him. So you want to max it out. And for a guy that wouldn't play next year more than likely and is going to be 32 whatever by the time he comes back to play, and you're going to expect this guy to be the guy he's always been and not be worried about the future of more injuries
and breaking down
more, especially if you're talking about an Achilles at 31, 32 years old?
Now,
I mean, really?
Here is the salary structure of what the Knicks or the Nets or the Clippers would have to give Kevin Durant because he wants a max contract. He still does. Next year, at age 31, in a year in which he probably doesn't play, he'd make $38.2 million. In year two, at age 32, he would make $40.1 million. In year three, at age 33, he would make $42.1 million. And in year four, at age 34, he'd make $44.2 million. And there are rational people. Mark Malusis is a rational guy.
Now, come on. Malusis isn't saying
that. All in on signing him, yeah.
Oh, come on. Malusis?
Yeah, that's what really...
Malusis?
That affected me because Moose is a very rational guy.
He's very... I can't believe he said he's all in on signing.
And the thought that
really?
He has, a buddy of mine, AJ has, who's a big Knicks fan, he's somewhat rational, is continue to draft well, develop young players, and then you add Durant to the mix next year, hopefully healthy. I just don't think that is a wise decision.
Absolutely not.
At all.
Absolutely not.
If you're the Knicks, it makes
no sense. What is here's what the other thing I would want to ask a Knicks fan. What is the ceiling for you? Okay? What is the ceiling for you?
What do you mean?
Well, because I'm not a Knicks fan that's looking for just relevancy isn't cutting it anymore.
Right.
You know? The Ewing years are not cutting it anymore. You know, going to the second round of the playoffs, losing in a conference final. No. What is your real? Do you really think a broken down now, almost going to be 32 years old, whatever he is when he plays again, coming off an Achilles injury, a hip, whatever the problems he had, that now this is going to be the same guy he was, and he's going to lead this team to a championship? Are you really? I don't know what. Look, I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old man. Okay, I'm not the new wave Knicks fan. I'm not the guy sitting in the garden. Okay. I don't know what that mindset is. Well, is relevancy all that matters anymore to the Knicks fan? Do you know what I mean, bro?
I do, and here's what I would say. I want to win a championship. I'm like
of
you.
Of course.
Mainly because I don't have any for any of the teams
of
I root for.
Of course you do.
But if you are a Knicks fan, a good Knicks fan, somebody who loves their basketball team, and you are under the age of 30,
yeah, you probably just want relevance because you've never had it. As far as playoff relevance, think about it. If you're under the age of 30, Joe, you don't remember the 90s.
I get that, but you got to be more rational about
it. Well, you've got to think big picture. You've got to think long term. You know what I want more than anything besides winning a championship? I want my team to be good for a long time.
Yeah, you want sustained winning.
Sustained
but you want
success.
Titles in there, too.
Of course.
You want sustained winning, and the Knicks had sustained winning in the Ewing years. They didn't win. They had sustained winning, but they didn't win a championship. Is that good enough? It's not good enough for me.
No.
Maybe it's good enough for the guy that's 25 years old. Maybe it is. It's good enough for the guy that's plunking down all the money to go to the Knicks games. Maybe it is. It sure as hell ain't good enough for me. And I don't even know if you're getting that. You don't know what you're getting with Durant.
And you heard the money you have to give him. That's all guaranteed.
You saw Kawhi Leonard, all in.
That's different.
Kawhi Leonard, no-brainer, sign him tomorrow if you can.
You know what? Even before Kevin Durant sustained injury, we both agreed, sure, you sign him. He's still a great player, right?
But I'd rather have Leonard.
Of course, but we both laid out the fact that, hey, on opening night of the 2019-2020 season, he's going to be 31.
Right.
What's your window? Is it 3 years?
Right.
Is it four years? What's the window? Well, that window is even tighter now. And it's funny, with the Knicks fans I've talked to, it's been overwhelming, go after him.
Right.
And there's a lot of Nets fans in this building. It is much more stay away. And I find that
odd.
Fan. Yeah, for the Nets fan is saying stay away.
Because I think the Knicks fan is delusional. The Knicks fan has gotten delusional because they've been so bad for the last 20 years. And like I said, the Knicks fan will look, just give me relevancy. Let me make the playoffs. Let me win a round. You know what? That's nothing. That's not good enough anymore. They haven't won since 1973. The Net fan is thinking about is a lot more rational about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because I understand.
And here's the other thing, too. And this is ridiculous to me.
Go ahead.
Okay? Ridiculous to me. The Yankee, if you're a Yankee fan, you have a sense of entitlement as a Yankee fan. You know what? You should. Knicks fans have like this sense that, and maybe I'm wrong saying this, and obviously it's not every. I think there's a good amount of Knicks fans that have this sense of entitlement that they're owed something because they're the Knicks. Well, what are you talking about? You've been nothing for how many years? You're not the Yankees. It's a different story.
Yeah.
And I think there is that to some Knicks fans. That's because they're so delusional about what this franchise really is. They've been one of the worst franchises in sports. For 20 years now, 19 years now, whatever it is.
Yeah.
One of the worst. One of the worst run. They've been terrible. They've been run terribly, and they've been bad. That's what they've been. And this idea that the Knicks are this like, oh, but they're the Knicks. Well, what does that mean? They're the Knicks. It means they stink. I'm sorry.
I do understand that the last 20 years has sucked. Okay, it has. Because basketball, a sport I love, a sport you love, has been irrelevant in this town. It's
ridiculous,
been tough.
Terrible.
And we end up talking less about it because more people don't care about it because the Knicks have been so bad. The Knicks, I'm telling you, I'm not saying this to be patronizing. The Knicks are in a really good situation
They're
right
very
now.
Good situation.
They have all of their
of
picks
course.
Plus.
Of course.
They've got tons of cap
they
room.
Are.
They have a top three pick.
Right.
They can do it the right way. It can be done.
Yes.
It can be done.
The right way.
So do it. So do it. If you want to sign a max free agent, that guy, to me, has to be under 26. I'm sorry. He can't be 29.
That guy has to be Kawhi Leonard right now.
Wait, he's the exception because he's a top three
player. But he's the only guy.
But I'll tell you a guy you should sign if my team's dumb enough to let him go is D'Angelo.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I'm with you there.
Because he's 23. Because you can grow with him. And that's the thing. I was debating with fellow Net fans about this. And I'm curious because you're more down the middle on this. You're calling it like you see it. And there is a camp of the Nets are good enough to win without Kevin Durant. Not a championship, but to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you add Durant, it could put him over the top. And I understand that. I understand that sentiment. The problem is this. For the Nets to sign Kevin Durant, it means it's over for D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, as the days have gone by and we're getting closer to June 30th, I am not comfortable with just saying that's it to a 23-year-old all-star.
Right.
I got a problem with that.
Right.
So while I get the reward of Kevin Durant for the Nets could be higher because they got a good team. They got a core. They got something to build on. I get that. I don't know, man. I have a tough time watching D'Angelo Russell be a 10-time all-star with the Magic.
I understand. And just going back to the other thing with the Knicks situation, the Knicks have been doing the quick fix Knick moves have never worked. They don't work. You know, say whatever you want about Melo. You know what? It didn't work. They won one playoff series when Melo was here. One. How many dumb moves do the Knicks have to do? How many times do we have to see an Antonio McDyess trade or bringing in a Stephon Marbury or whatever it may be? How many times are we going to see this? And that's what this would be.
Yeah.
To sign Kevin Durant, coming off an Achilles injury where he's not going to play for a year, and sign him to a max deal, hoping against hope that next year he'll be back and he's going to be the Kevin Durant he was in Golden State, Oklahoma City. But you know what? You're delusional. There's a phrase I would say, but I don't want to say it. It's not really a nice thing to say on the air. But you know what? I'll put it this way. I can say it this way. You're relieving yourself into the wind.
Yes, well
That's
said.
What you're doing.
Well said.
And it's going to come back and hit you in the face.
Right
That's
now.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
Right
and,
now.
And this has been the Knick history, and it's never worked. Never.
Right now, Adrian Wojnarowski, who is clued in, says opting in is the last resort. Bobby Marks, not Sean Marks, Bobby Marks right. says four teams say they'd still max him out. And I think that means the Knicks. I think that means the Nets. I think it means the Clippers.
Crazy.
I think it means the Lakers. It's
insanity.
The same teams.
It's insanity.
Right now, if you had to guess, you think Kevin Durant's going to end up with the Knicks now?
I hope not.
Are you believing it because of the negativity around
I him? Can see the Knicks being stupid enough to do. I really pray. And it's to me, it comes down to me. It's one guy that I pray that's going to save the franchise from itself. And that's Scott Perry. Because Scott Perry has not been here. He's a relatively new guy. Mills has been here for a long time. He's been through a lot of disasters through Mills, okay? Scott Perry is a new guy who has, since he's been here, nothing absolutely stupid has been done yet. And I am hoping that this guy is going to be smart enough and have enough cachet to keep Dolan in check, to keep Mills in check, and to keep the franchise in check, and not to do anything absolutely asinine like maxing, because not only, but just think about it. You max him out. Now you're stuck with this guy. You got all these salary cap ramifications for how long if he doesn't turn out to be the real deal. Okay, right? How long?
Well, you still have that second max slot I don't know if you use it on anybody at this point. I don't know what they do with it.
Look, to me, there's only one thing to do now. There's only one thing.
Rebuild.
You go out. You take a shot at Kawhi.
Right.
Do that.
Right.
I'll take a shot.
Throw a Hail Mary.
Right. I doubt he's going to come here, but he's worth the shot to go after him. You don't get him, you rebuild. You draft R.J. Barrett. You got all this draft capital that you have now that you never had before. You actually made trades to get draft choices instead of the usual Nick. Well, let's deal. Oh, we'll deal our draft choice from 2 years from now, the one from 4 years from. You know the deal.
Right.
That's what we've seen. And that's how you do it. You roll the dice. You see what happens. You know, hopefully Dennis Smith develops. Hopefully, Mitchell Robinson develops and Knox develops. Barrett turns out to be a player. You want to supplement, you know, something here or there that's not, you're not maxing out some, you know, even though I like Tobias Harris, you're not maxing him out or Kemba Walker or these kind of guys or Jimmy Butler. You're not doing anything like that. And, you know, through smart drafting, And smart free agent signing, you eventually hopefully get to be a contender again. Because continuing to go the route that they have gone for the last 20 years and to take a flyer on Kevin Durant that he's going to be okay and be this, you know, super duper guy a year after he doesn't play and still with the possibility as he continues to break down. Mm. You got to be kidding yourself. I don't know how else to say it.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. What would you say if the Nets signed Kevin Durant?
I think you're making a mistake.
You think it's a big mistake,
of
too.
Of course. Of course it is. And the Nets are a lot farther along than the Knicks are.
Yeah, I think
And here's the other thing. The Nets are run a lot better than the Knicks are.
Well, that's what scares me. They're run better yet. I think they're still willing to max them out. Which,
they're crazy.
Which shows a confidence or a delusion.
I can't believe Sean Marks would do that.
It shows either his confidence or delusion in their medical team. They love their medical team. They think they can do everything. Look at LeVert.
You know
he came back.
I understand.
I think they believe they can
rehab.
You know
what, though? This idea of medical team, that's going to make a difference to me, is nonsense. If you are how many years has Kevin Durant been playing now?
It's been 13 years.
He played 1 year at Texas in college, so he's been around now a long time. His body's even older than probably his age.
He's got a lot of mileage on it, and he has an injury history now.
Right, exactly.
A couple of times he's dealt with injuries.
So now we're seeing Kevin Durant as that guy that's getting up into his, you know, later stages of his career that's starting to break down, and you want to be stupid enough, you know, to take a shot on him, knowing, number one, he's not going to play for a year, okay? And then hoping against hope, as you're paying him all his stupid money, that he's going to be the same guy. I think you're out of your mind. I really don't.
I get it more for the Nets taking that gamble because their attitude could be, we have a good team, we're going to try to win, and eventually add Durant. Building around Durant is insane. My issue with it is it's going to cost D'Angelo Russell, and I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to give up a 23-year-old All-Star for the pipe dream of Kevin Durant. If you told me, and it's not possible, hey, Durant will come here to join what the Nets already have, like forget Kyrie, D'Angelo is still here, I'd be open to it. Because I think it's worth that. At that point, you're taking a calculated
and let
risk.
Me say this.
Yes.
Though. Okay? And here's something else that scares me with the Knicks, and I could see this happening. So they go out, they make the Anthony Davis trade.
Right.
And they trade the world for Anthony Davis. Sign Durant, too. Sign Durant. Make the Anthony Davis trade. Okay, we got Anthony Davis to keep us somewhat relevant for a year.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And then here comes Durant. Now here comes, he's riding in on the white horse. You know, Durant's here. And then Durant goes down with the injury. Now you've gotten rid of all these big assets that you had. And Anthony Davis turns out to be Anthony Davis that he's always been with the Pelicans because now he's your lead guy. Durant's never going to be that guy again. And where are you?
Well, I think the good news...
And I could see the Knicks doing something like that.
The good news is I thought the Knicks could put together a good package for Anthony Davis. You know who disagrees with me? The Pelicans. Good. They don't love that package.
Thank God.
So I don't think you have to worry about that too much. It sounds like the Knicks would have to get a third team involved. The thing is, Rich Paul, who is the kingmaker of the NBA, he also represents Anthony Davis, did an interview with Sports Illustrated in which he bluntly said, Knicks and Lakers, and talked about the Knicks, saying they're just like the Lakers minus the championships, which
What?
From a historical perspective.
Stop it. Yeah. No, they're not just like the Lakers. They're not even
minus the
close.
Championships, he said, though.
They're not even, it's nonsense. They're not even close to the Lakers. Not even close. forget about the championships. How many times have the Lakers been to the finals? How many finals appearances have the Lakers made in their history, bro? You want to check that out?
It's a lot.
What, 30?
I mean, it's a big number.
Something like that. 25?
Yeah.
This idea that the Knicks are just like the Lakers without the championships. No, they're not. They're not the Lakers. The Lakers win championships. The Knicks win nothing. They've won nothing. How many years is it now? How many? We have 46 years of nothing, of no championships. That's it.
Yeah.
And the one legitimate run they had, the Ewing years, well, let me ask, here's the other thing. The key guy of the Ewing years, they didn't go sign him as a free agent. They didn't go make a big trade for him. He's a homegrown Nick. How about that?
Yeah. Rich Paul also said the Celtics better not bother trading for him, that basically Anthony Davis will leave after 1 year. So
you know what? The hell with Rich Paul.
Well, the problem is, for you, it's easy to say because you don't want his guys. But if you want his guys, you can't say hell to Rich Paul.
Anybody that says that the Knicks and the Lakers are the same team, the only difference is the Lakers win
championships. He was complimenting your franchise.
Who's he kidding? Who's he kidding?
He was.
Well, it's like the same. You know, the Patriots and the Jets, they're the same team. The only difference is the Patriots win championships. It's the only difference.
He was trying to compliment
you. It's only a little. Not much. You know? Come on. Rich Paul, give me a break. Go sell your snake oil to somebody else.
Hey, Anthony Davis wants the Knicks.
Good.
And you know what?
Go sell your snake oil to somebody else.
But here's the thing about the snake oil, right? Anthony Davis gets the free agency next year. I don't think you have any issue with signing him as a free agent.
That's a different story.
The problem isn't Anthony Davis. The problem is giving up all of your assets for Anthony Davis.
I got to give up Mitchell Robinson. I got to give up Kevin Knox. I got to give up R.J. Barrett. Right. I got to give up 2 first-round draft choices. What?
For
really?
A guy whose agent says he's going to be a free agent.
And a guy that's won nothing. And a guy that's won diddly squat. I know he's only 25. And, you know, and, oh, well, he won a national championship. Or like I said to, I forget who it was at that time. Well, yeah, oh, yeah, so did Carmelo. Oh, yeah, so did Patrick Ewing. What the hell does that mean?
Well, he did win, in his defense, a round, a sweep of the Trailblazers very little around him.
That's fine.
Here's what he says about the Knicks. Here's the exact quote. The only difference is they don't have as many championships as the Lakers.
As many.
They've got a tradition. Mm. It's a big market.
Mm.
Not that it's only big markets. They have cap space, flexibility. They're able to absorb more than one star. What's wrong with that? So that's his feeling on the New York Knicks.
Great. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. I wanted to repeat that information to you.
Great.
Sell your snake oil somewhere else.
That's exactly right. Go sell your snake oil to the Lakers.
Well,
go ahead.
Hey, they want, that snake oil, man.
Let them go there.
They want it badly.
See you, Anthony. Go there. Go.
We'll come back and get back to your calls. We'll also
go not win championships with the Lakers, please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.